But I'm thankful, Brother Danny, Lord, we've already said it, Lord, I'm thankful we don't serve a dead God. I'm thankful He's alive forevermore. And I'm thankful that we're still hearing good reports. And it encourages me as well. Sister Jennifer, when you were testifying, I got to thinking a little bit about you were talking about how the Lord has us follow Him, and got me thinking about when they were out there trying to fish and they couldn't catch nothing, and He told them to cast their net on the other side. And I'm thankful that we can follow Him, and if we do what He says, we can have an abundance of what He has for us. I'm going to take my text out of Luke 17. If you have a Bible, I'll be in Luke 17, chapter 11. It says, "And it came to pass, as He went to Jerusalem, that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and that He entered into a certain village, and there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when He saw them, He said unto them, 'Go and show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, 'Where were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" And I got to reading about, thinking about this passage. My dad, he used to have his saying. I always heard him say it, and I know it's an older saying. And he always said, "Coulda, shoulda, woulda." When hindsight's 20/20, and you coulda, shoulda, woulda. And I got to thinking about, you know, these 10 lepers here, and the Lord, they obviously had heard of the Lord, because when He came into their village, you know, they knew who He was, and they cried out to Him. Obviously, that you know the report, as a leopard, you had to stand afar off, and you had to holler unclean or to warn people, because it was a disease. And you would start to lose limbs and body parts. It would eat away at you. And I got to thinking here, here's 10 lepers, and all of them were healed, and the 9 went about and went to the priest first, and so they could declared clean by the priest. And I got to thinking, though, that this one here, as he stopped and he turned and he glorified God, that he took the time to glorify Him, and he got a little extra blessing because of it. I believe he was given something a little extra special when the Lord told him to arise, and thy faith had made thee whole. I think he got something a little more than just a physical cleanse from the leprosy. I think the Lord helped him in another way. And I believe that, I believe we're in a day where, I don't know if, maybe when he went and he met up with them other leopards, and they said, "What did you do? Why, what took you so long?" And he got caught up to them, and I got to thinking a little bit about when he got to telling them a little bit about what extra the Lord done for him, Trevor, when he went and he glorified the Lord, and he went and praised Him, and fell down at His feet, and he maybe caught up with them leopards, and they said, "What took you so long?" And he said, "I'm gonna tell you what, you all got cleansed by you and physically, but I'm gonna tell you what, when I glorified my Lord and Savior back there, He gave me a little something extra, and it was sweet and it was nice." And I got to thinking that maybe them other 9 lepers, they got to thinking, "Well, I could have done that, but I was in a hurry to get to the priest so I could see my family. I could have done that because But I was in a hurry because I had some bills to pay. You know, I got to thinking about maybe some of them looked back and they said they should have done that. Maybe they said, oh me, oh my, I should have done that. I should have done what you did. And, you know, but I got to thinking a little bit about they could have done it and they should have done it. And I got to thinking about when he met up with them and he got to talking to them about what the Lord had really done in his heart and really done in his, just that extra blessing the Lord poured out on him. And they said, well, if I would have known that, I would have done it. If I would have known that's what was in it for me, I would have done it. And I think there's a lot of people that are going to be laying on their deathbeds. Then they're going to say, if I would have known, if I just would have known, if I would have known it was going to be this bad. Or I think they're going to open their eyes in hell and they're going to say, Lord, if I would have known it was this bad. Lord, if I would have known it was real. And I think we're living in a day where things are taken so lightly. Brother, you taught on it, Lord, Sunday morning about the wrong is right and right is wrong now. You turn on the TV and just everything's running rampant and they want to shove it down your throat about accepting this and accepting that. And I just can't accept what they're trying to shove down my throat. And I just can't accept it. Because I can't imagine if waking up one day and saying, what if I just turned that nasty program off? Or what if I would have just prayed a little more? Yeah. Or what if I would have just testified a little more?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sure each one of these leopards, I'm sure each one had probably a slightly different story with the same disease. They might have been somebody. One of them might have been rich. One of them might have been poor. I'm thankful tonight that the Lord has no respect to person. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor, healthy or sick. It doesn't matter the background they come from. It doesn't matter the skin color. It doesn't matter anything about that. I'm thankful tonight that he's able to save, and we've already heard that he's still on the throne and he's alive forevermore. And I'm thankful tonight that we have a living God that we can go to with boldness. We can enter into the throne room with boldness and confidence, knowing that he'll hear his children. And I'm thankful tonight that I have an opportunity to make a difference as long as I allow him to use me as a vessel and I follow him as the sisters done testified tonight, is that we just follow him and we just walk in his footsteps. We can be used of God in a mighty way. And I'm afraid that I don't want to look back and say I could have done that. I should have done that, and if I would have known the outcome, if I would have known that this person, the Lord would have used me that way, that's not how the Lord works. He wants us to follow, listen, trust him, and obey. Yeah, the songwriter says, trust and obey, and that's what he wants from us tonight. And I'm worried that we had an older generation that's getting to an age that can't do much. And my generation coming up, it's they want to just do what they want. You know, the society wants to tell them to go sow your oats, go do what you want, whatever makes you feel good, and then whatever does do, follow this. And just don't let nobody tell you what to do. It's just you just go about and do what you want to do. And do what makes you feel good. And I'm gonna tell you what, that's not how we are to live. It's we're supposed to follow God and his ordinance and what he has for us. I think there's gonna be a lot of people. There are gonna be a lot of people, I think even saved people, that are gonna say, I could have done more. There's going to be even saved people that said, I should have done more. I don't know. The scripture said, no man knoweth the day or the hour that the Lord cometh. I do believe that we're in the last days. The last days, I believe, started as soon as the Lord died on the cross. We stepped into the thing was put into motion, that it was the last days, and I don't know how much time we have left. But I believe we're at a time where we need to finish strong. I believe we're in a time we need to press towards the mark. It's not time to get slack. It's not time to say, well, the generations before us set it up and we're on easy street now. And the generations they've put into work and now we just get a cruise through with the blessings. And I'm thinking we living in a day where most of my generation, that's what they're doing. And I'm wondering how many people really have a personal relationship with Christ, that talk to Him on a daily basis. That want to hear from Him. You know, I got to thinking that sometimes, sometimes my wife doesn't want to always hear me. She wants me to listen. I think sometimes she wants to be able to say a few things, and she wants me to listen. And I wonder sometimes if we don't need to just sit and listen for the Lord's voice. And just sit and listen. I know He enjoys me coming to Him and talking to Him and bearing my burdens on Him. But I wonder sometimes if He just doesn't want us to just sit down, take a seat, and listen to what He has to say. You know, I get to thinking that we get so caught up and we get so worried about what's going on in the world and what's going to happen. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 months. I don't know what's going to happen in the next week, but I do know that I know the man that does know, and I know that He is in control. And I know it might be 5 years, it might be 25, it might be 500 years from now that the Lord decides to come back. It might be 5 minutes or 5 days. I don't know, but I know that He's in control. And I know that I want to finish well tonight. I don't want to go through anymore and have any more I could have done, or I should have done those moments, or I should have done more and I could have done more, but I didn't, because I got so caught up in my own problems, or I got so caught up in my own worries, and I got so caught up in what I needed, what I felt like I needed to be doing, that I missed the boat and I missed the blessing. I feel like these other 9 lepers, they got so wrapped up in the fact that they saw that they were starting to be healed, and they got so excited, and it's like excitement's not a problem. But when it gets in the way of the Lord doing something extra, I believe it is a problem. And I believe these 9 lepers got so excited and they got so worked up about being able to go to the priest and get clean, being labeled as clean, and they could go back into society and do what they wanted to do and talk to who they wanted to talk to and be a part of what they wanted to be a part of. And they got lost. They left behind what was truly important. And I think the young generation today, they got so wrapped up and they got so caught up in how easy the Christians have had it for so long, and they're missing an opportunity for extra blessings from God, and they're missing the opportunity, and they're getting so wrapped up in how easy it's been, and they've not had to put in much work. And I'm telling you tonight that this thing is a job. It is work. It's just like a job in the workforce. It's just like marriage. It's 100-100. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the time. It's, you can't just ride on somebody's coattail. I've heard it preached before that you can't ride on mommy and daddy's coattail to heaven, and that's true. Can I tell you tonight that the only way you're going to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ? It's through the blood of the Lamb of God. Can I tell you tonight that you have access to Him tonight? Can I tell you tonight, it says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Can I tell you, seek and ye shall find. Can I tell you tonight, don't miss out on an extra blessing, because the world is going to offer you something that looks good for right now. But can I tell you, when you get there and you look back and you see that, that one man that decided to take a stand and take time to worship God and give him grace and give him and glorify him. Can I tell you, he's going to have something extra. And when you look back and said, I could have had that, I should have had that, and if I only would have known. Can I tell you tonight, don't be the person that said, if I would have known. Hindsight is 20/20, and I get what it's saying. But can I tell you tonight, unless you have an opportunity with people that love you and people that have been set before you to follow in their footsteps, they have given an example unto you. They have shown you how to do things. Can I tell you to use that? Use that to your advantage. I think a lot of times people think that, you know, I used to grow up, I'm still growing up, but when I was younger, I used to see my mama and pap, and, you know, it didn't look like they ever had very much in my eyes. You know, everything was simple. Mama yard sale. I loved going to yard sales with mama. Somebody was asking 50 cents, she'd barter a quarter. That was Mamaw. I love her to death. And I never really thought they had an abundance. But I look and I see, the older I get now, I look at what they have, and they have so much more than you could ever ask for. And I think we have so much more than we could ever ask for. And God has given us so much more than we could ever ask for, and definitely more than we deserve. But we're like the 9 leopards, we're running as fast as we can because we got the little bit of healing or the little touch, and it solved our problem for right now, or it's taking care of the matter for right now. And we're going to bolt down the road and go back to the world, back to the village, back to, so we can say, we're unclean. Look, we're unclean. But there's so much more at the Lord's feet. There's so much more. We have the opportunity and have access to so much more, and we forget about it. We get so wrapped up on something so small, we miss the big picture. I don't want to miss the big picture tonight. I don't want to look back and say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't want to look back and say, that could have been me. That should have been me. And if I would have known it, it would have been me. I don't want to look back. I want to strive towards the mark. I want to finish well tonight. I want to finish, and so I want to study the scripture says, study to show thyself approved. And I know it's talking about scripture, but I think just in your daily walk, it can be applied. You study to show yourself approved. And that's what I want tonight. I want to be able to study to show myself approved. When I'm dead and gone, whether it be by the grave or by a rapture, if it's by the grave, I want somebody to be able to stand up there and say, he finished well. Most of all, I want the Lord to say that about me. I want the Lord to say, he finished well. Well done, my good and faithful servant, is what I want the Lord most of all. But the reason I'd want somebody down here to say that is because they could use that. They could take my testimony and they could use it to reach somebody else. They could say he was all that he could be. And I want to say that in the Lord's eyes, that he was all that he could be for the Lord. Not he was all that he could be in the world's eyes. He had the best job, and he had the nicest car and the nicest house. And I don't, brother, the older I get, I'm realizing I don't even care. I really don't. I don't even care. I drive an old truck. It smokes, and that's all right. I add a little oil every now and then. I like it. I like it. I'm learning the older I get, these material things, they don't matter. They don't matter a lick. They'll burn up. They'll fall apart. It'll rattle apart. Rust out. That's real bad back home. Things rusting out. Just all that. We get a lot of snow and everything and put all that salt down. And just about every vehicle in West Virginia's got probably three, 6 inches of rust on it. I mean, that's just, you can't take a bolt out without breaking it. It's going to fall apart. It's all material. I'm thankful tonight that I serve a living God. I'm thankful tonight that all things are possible with Him. I'm thankful tonight that we can finish well with His help and we follow Him, as the sister testified. As we follow Him, we follow in His footsteps, and He makes it real to our heart, and we do what He has us to do. We can finish well with confidence. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for what He's done. I'm thankful for what He's going to do. And I believe that in the future that I do have confidence that He's going to do things. I'd have confidence that He's working. we've already heard He's still on the throne, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Amen, brother. I'm done.
Lord, for very good preaching. Yeah. That's a blessing. That ain't nothing. Wouldn't disagree with any of that, brother. That was good. I appreciate the Lord helping you with that. And I sure don't want to add anything to it, but while he was preaching, one verse stepped out in my mind, and it was Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before. And I know myself, I could think things today I should have done. There's things today I could have done. But you got to forget about all that and you got to reach forward.
Right.
You can't change the past, bro. Right. You can't change the past. Right. There's things I did in my past that I can't do anything about. But I can move forward from here. And I can live for God from here. And I appreciate the Lord helping you with that tonight. That's a blessing. If you would, just remember service Sunday morning. Be ready. I encourage you to pray. Get in the prayer closet right this week. Pray. Pray for the meeting. Pray for the men of God that's coming to preach.
Right.
Pray for your own heart.
Right.
I need help. I know you need help. This mess that we've been in for the last couple years now, it'll wear on you. It'll wear on you. And it's gotten me down in the past. And I had to pray the other day, Lord, help me not just to be content to sit. You got to move forward.
Right.
You got to move forward, brother. And I've found out in life that if you're not moving forward, you are going backwards. There ain't no neutral in this thing.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
You can't. If you ain't moving forward, you're going backwards.
Right.
And so many times I find myself further back than where I was a couple weeks back. And say, Lord, what in the world happened? And he said, well, you stopped moving with me. You stopped following. Exactly like what you said. You stopped following. And it's easy to do. I ain't making no excuses. But we got to put those things behind us and move forward.
Right.
And I thank the Lord for His help tonight. Thank the Lord for His help this last week. He helped me again. Encouraged me in the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Todd, you know, if you're in pain all the time, it wears at you. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get down. Everybody in here's got something to discourage them. I mean, if you just look around, you can get discouraged easily. I've never quite understood that statement, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. If you're in your boots, how can you pick yourself up? But I get what they're saying, and you gotta do that sometimes. Right. You just gotta pick yourself up.
Right.
What does the Bible say? Stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance.
Right.
And the Lord did that for me last week. And he encouraged my heart and he showed me some things that he did for me down through the years. Amen. Sure salvation, and I thank him for that. And I thank him for a good wife and wonderful children. But just little things that he did. Yeah. That you don't see whenever you're a sinner.
Right.
But once you get saved, he starts showing you some of those things. And he rolls back some of those clouds. Mm-hmm. He lets you see some things he's done for you. And I just say, thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. But I encourage you to come hungry Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, be in every service you can. Right. Back to man of God that's coming to preach. Back to service. Brethren, we need each other.
Right.
Yeah. We need each other. I need you. We need each other. I need to hear the testifying. Sister testified tonight, Brother Danny, that was a blessing to my heart. Give me a good shot in the arm. Ready to go on the rest of this week. But thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for following the Lord. Thank you for following the Lord and being obedient. And Brother Todd, would you dismiss us in prayer?
Our Father, Lord, we come to you tonight, Lord. We truly want to thank you, Lord, for the good preaching tonight.
Amen.
Brother Jonathan, Lord, we sure
thank you, Lord.
For the good testifying, Lord. And as Brother Danny mentioned, Lord, he can kind of feel it in the air, Lord, as this week coming up, Lord. I pray, God, help the men of God's
Lord. Oh God, have mercy. Lord,
I pray, God, you would move in. I pray that you would have free liberty with us here at the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help our preacher, Lord, as he's out. I pray that you keep him safe.
Yes, God bless
him. Good little trip. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Your dismissal.